You've got to be angry. You've got to be more angry. Not so much that it clouds your judgment, but you have to be angry about what's going on. Our enemy is weakness and softness and tolerance. That is our enemy. That is hell. That is how we're in this situation. Weak conservatives who've conserved nothing. Our race is being slowly replaced. Our women, our daughters, our sisters are being turned into online prostitutes or in real life ones. Our sons are being turned into soy boy dopamine addicts, overgrown children. They want us weak, emasculated, deracinated. The entire system is geared against strong, healthy white men and white women and white families. And I don't want you to be so angry that you can't even move, or so angry that you do something stupid. We have to balance anger with patience and strategy. We have to direct that anger, that masculinity, that testosterone that flows through us, that hot blood. And I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of tired people. I'm tired of weak and tired people. I'm not tired of this fight. I'm not giving up. I'm never giving up. The men around me are never giving up. But we need more men. More men like us. Men that care. That care enough to be angry about what's going on. All these people want to see change. They want to see a better future for them and theirs. But when you ask of them 1 hour a month, or 1 hour a week, or 2 hours a week, all of a sudden it's too much. They've got plenty of hours to sit there doing nothing. They've got plenty of hours to watch the footy, plenty of hours to sit around drinking beer, plenty of hours for video games and Netflix. But when you ask for 1 hour a month, or 1 hour a week, or 2 hours a week, all of a sudden you're asking too much of these people. And we don't need these people. These people are in the dustbin of history. What we need is men that are prepared to make sacrifices. That doesn't mean I'm asking anyone to commit a crime. I'm not asking for anyone to kill themselves or put themselves in serious harm or jeopardy. But I'm asking for men to come together, to form manabuns, to form groups, to form collectives, to train together, to live together, to fight together, to eat together. That's what our ancestors did. That's what's going to pull us out of this mess. And you've got people that want to just sit online and consume content. And I think about it all the time, like, these people are fans of football. They want to go and watch football. They don't want to play football. They want to watch football. I remember when I was young, people used to always ask me, Tom, what footy team do you go for? I don't go for one. I play. I don't care. I don't care about some other team. I watch them all. I want to learn how to play. I want to know how to play. I want to get good at playing. And I feel the same way about nationalism. I will not be a sideline person in this fight. And that's what you have to do as well. You have to have the balls, the testosterone, the red blood that flows in your veins, that Aryan blood. You have to activate it. You have to channel it. And you have to say to yourself, I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and just consume nationalist content. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to form a group. I'm going to get involved in a group. I'm going to start training. Let's take a photo after training. Let's put it up. Let's encourage more guys to train with us. We're going to do a hike. Let's encourage more guys to come on a hike with us. We're going to put stickers up or posters up or do a banner or activism or whatever. That's what's needed. That's what's needed. Not you subscribing to another grifter, donating money to some retard making content. You know, taking the piss. Too many people are taking the piss. Too many children, too many overgrown children in their 20s and 30s taking the piss. We need men. Men with conviction and honor. My great-grandfather fought in the war at 13 years old. He had more balls than 99% of you. 13 years old, and he was in the trenches. That's the blood that flows through our veins. That's what white men are capable of. And you sit there like an overgrown 12-year-old, sitting on your ass, fat and pudgy, or weak in your mind, no matter how much muscle you have. All that muscle that you got in the gym, but you're not strong enough to get off the internet. Wake up, white man. We're being slowly killed, slowly replaced. And it takes you, every single one of you, every single individual, to make the difference. 10 men become 11, and 11 become 12, and 12 become 20. And 20 become 30. That's how it works. Blood and honor.